This es Manuel Reta, KSVR, Mount Vernon. Este es Manuel de KSVR, Mount Vernon. Hoy estamos otra vez otro día y gracias por ustedes que nos están escuchando. Tenemos una persona muy importante que es senadora de Moses Lake y vamos a hablar un poquito de la de una ley que trató de pasar y está todavía con eso. Por eso es muy importante que ustedes que están escuchando tengan el poder de llamar o de mandar emails para que pase a esta clase de obra que es muy importante. Y eso, la cosa es de las norias. Voy a tener en este momento a la senadora para hablar más de esto. Va a estar todo en inglés y ojalá que pueda también al mismo tiempo contestar sus preguntas si ustedes llaman. Judy, I want you to hopefully, first of all, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. It's nice to be on it.
And believe me, anytime you would want to come on, please give us a call or get a hold of Mr. Espinosa, who's very, very good at connecting with us, because whatever is brought up here affects the state of Washington. And we as citizens, we have to be really aware of what's going on. Too many times, we do not know.
Exactly.
So let us, first of all, I'd like to ask you, tell us a little bit about your background, and I will let the people know where you come from, you know, all those good things.
Okay? Yes. Well, I actually grew up on a small farm, so I know what hard farm work is like. And now I live in Moses Lake, and we still have a farm, but we also have a small business. And I decided to run for the legislature to help farmers and business people. And I'm now the chairman of the Agriculture, Water, Trade, and Economic Development Committee.
Okay. Very good. And okay, we can probably start on this bill that we're going to talk about.
Yes.
It's very important.
Yes, 5239 is Senate Bill 5239 is the one that would allow people who have need to drill a well for domestic for a home, allow them to do that. And in state law, it has always been permissible that a person who wants to build a home could drill an exempt well. It's called permit exempt well. This case that was decided, the Hearst case, in October, prohibits anyone in the state of Washington from drilling that well unless they have a very expensive study done regarding the water in that area. Where they want to build the home. My bill would allow, if there's no prohibition, no in-stream flow rules, my bill would allow you to, again, apply for a well through your county and through the Department of Ecology, you'd be able to apply for that well. If there is a lack of water, then you would have to make a few steps as far as mitigation or look a little bit harder where you could get some water. But just simply drilling a well in an area where there are no problems, that's what my bill would allow you to do again.
Okay. I'm going to say it a little bit in Spanish so that way.
Yes.
It's not going to be absolutely the way you said it, but I'm going to let people know exactly what I think it's important that you also understand.
Okay, thank you.
El bill que está hablando Judy es la más o menos la jefa. Yo digo la jefa porque es parte del grupo que está ahí ahorita. El bill es SB 5239. ¿Y qué es este 5239? Es la manera, el poder de uno como ustedes que viven en el rancho o tienen propiedad, tienen el poder, deben tener el poder de hacer una noria. Por ejemplo, vamos a decir que usted ya está grande de edad, ya compró su, cinco acres y que quiere usted algún día tener su trailer o su casita, como sea, y para vivir bien, ya descansar todos los años que usted ha trabajado y quiere descansar y tener ya más o menos retirado, como yo, por ejemplo, debo estar haciendo eso. Y no se puede hacer la noria. Eso es que está pasando en Olympia. Yuri hizo muchas cosas para arreglar las palabras, para ayudar este 52-39. Es en la manera que eso quiere decir que no se haga la noria cerca de un, como un río, un charco donde pasan los salmones, alucina. No se puede hacer ahí porque muchas veces se puede afectar la corriente, las cosas que es de natural, ¿ok? Por esa razón. Ok, Judy, back to the English part.
Let me
ask you something too, of course. Now, for individuals that have actually bought property for years and they've never really put a will in, this pretty well puts a stop to this or not?
Yes, it does. And if that property is in an area, well, anywhere in the state, but if it's in an area that should be free of restrictions, then whoever has ownership of that property should be able to drill a well. But with this new case law, the Hearst decision, then those wells are impossible to drill unless they ask a hydrologist to study the water situation, and may work through the county, but it's very, very expensive to do. So, and I could explain a little bit more after, if you want.
Yeah, let me step tap in that and see. I am familiar with the hydrologist, and and I work with one person. Dimitri was a really, really good man, but he is really like scientist. That's what he is on that.
Yes.
So. Let me see what I can say on this. La cosa que uno puede hacer es de esta manera es de, si uno tiene tierra, uno terreno como sea, la cosa que le va a costar a usted o a la persona que tiene el terreno para hacer una noria, tiene que ocupar una persona que es científico en la manera, la palabra es hydrologist. Es una persona que puede hacer un poquito de movimiento en la ley, especialmente si la tierra no está cerca de, como otra vez les dije tempranito, que no esté cerca de una corriente donde, perdón, donde pasa los pescados. Okay. Go ahead, okay. Judy.
Okay. But I would encourage your listeners who are interested to speak with their representatives from the House. The House of Representatives, especially Speaker Chop, because last week they did not bring that bill out. They just effectively killed the bill, and so we have to start over. But I got a call last week from a farmer from my district. He is a fairly large farmer, owns lots of land, so he needs farm workers. He said he can't even build the farm worker housing that he wants to build for these farm workers. He can't build the housing because he can't get the water. So we're not only affecting people who own their own property, but we're affecting people who would like to have a job and don't have a place to live. And this employer, this farmer, was willing to build those homes himself for his workers, and he can't do that.
Okay. Let me say that in español.
Okay.
La cosa que pasó, un ranchero de no ningún nombre quería hacer viviendas para los trabajadores para tener más gente para trabajar en el rancho. Sería pues trabajadores de esa manera. No se puede hacer. Porque no se puede hacer una noria. Y la persona que Judy recomendó que ustedes, que es él también, es uno de los jefes también, es el señor Chop. Así se escribe C-H-O-P-P. Es la persona que puede hacer algo. Y la manera que usted puede ayudar es llamar o mandar un email que por favor que se permita abrir otra vez esta clase de SBR SB5239. Okay. And thank you, Judy, for that, for the information, because I know the important thing is that people still have the ability to call, especially yes. the local representatives and, you know,
yes. Yes.
And reach out.
Yes, yes. And I am committed. I want to help fix this problem this time, this year. I don't want it to go for another year. So I am committed, and with everyone's help, we'll be able to get this done.
Very good, very good.
Okay.
Con ayuda de Judy, él para mí es una persona que debe de mucho respeto, que quiere ayudar nuestra gente, nuestra comunidad, en todo en el estado de Washington. Al mismo tiempo, ella no quiere dejar a usted sin poder. Con la ayuda de todos ustedes que están escuchando, vamos a ayudar a Judy. También las otras personas que votaron. Y cuando votaron, había 28 que querían y había 21 que dijeron no. Y después voy a decir los nombres, porque ustedes que están senadores en su área, para que llamen con ellos y ojalá que puedan cambiar la manera para que sí voten por esa. Por el número 5239. Basically, what I said, Judy, is later on this show, I'm going to continue to reach out to the people, have them call the different senators, and try to help you out and help all those other ones that actually have voted for the SB 5239.
Yeah, 5239.
Yes.
Thank you. All right.
So,
thank you very much, Manuel. It's a joy talking to you, and I will reach out more when I learn more.
Well, you know, you live in a little country, and I know I was raised out in the country, so forth. And believe me, wherever that KSVR can help the community, because I know we do have a toll-free number that they can listen to this show, even in your area.
Oh, good.
And so I will. And if you get a chance, have Mr. Espinosa send me your email. That way I'll send you the email and go from there, okay?
All right. I will do that.
It was a pleasure, Judy, to have you on board, okay?
All right. Thanks, Manuel.
Thank you, Judy. Right. Bye.